I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Girl.
It's that time. It's Carla Farrell with what? Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Okay, Shirley. So here we go. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. So the ladies are back from their trip in Portugal. And Karen is planning her big wig line, the lunch party that's going on. And Karen is making boss moves, but she's still working on her marriage to her husband, Ray. And did you see the bubble bath scene?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a little much. She was taking a romantic bubble bath. And
who
then
was?
Karen from the Real Housewives of
Grand Dame.
The Grand Dame. Yeah, and she's married to an older gentleman, Steve, so she was in the bubble bath waiting for him to come upstairs. It would have took him a long time to get up them stairs.
Who is this old ass dude?
That's her husband.
Well, how old is he?
Is he in his 70s?
Because
I think she's in her 50s, and they're like 20 years apart.
20 years apart,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so anyway, it was cute. They were she's trying to rekindle things in our marriage. They've been having some issues, and, you know, they tried to get romantic, and then Ray closed the door, shut out the cameras, so they can have their little moment. Anyway, so that's
that. So they was in the hot tub.
No, bathtub. No. Just a regular bathtub. Oh, okay. in the bathroom at the house.
Yes, I saw in that tub. I know that.
Wait, what, Junior? What?
You know good and hell well some Epsom salt there. Now, he just went in the tub at 70. Hell no. He closed that door so that Epsom getting them joints. That's why
he's in shape, Junior.
Yeah, I don't give a damn what he is, but that Epsom salt was in there.
It was for a purpose.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Let's get to it. Wendy, she decided to tell her mom, you know, Wendy's from Nigeria, her mom's Nigerian as well, that she does not want to be a professor at John Hopkins University anymore. Mm-hmm. Her mom was like, nah, you need to keep doing that. So Wendy was a little uptight about that, but she finally gave in and decided to support her daughter and let her daughter pursue her dreams and to be a political commentator, and that's what she's starting to do right now anyway. So she has her mother's support. Giselle had a family photo shoot set up and scheduled, but Pastor Jamal Bryant missed the photo shoot due to delayed flights, international flight schedule and everything. And Giselle was disappointed, but she didn't really show it. She didn't really express it at all. Mm-hmm. So the girls, the kids, I don't know, some little issues with this, with Giselle getting back with their dad. I don't know. The daughters are just not all the way on board. Did you get that, Shirley? It's just, it's a weird feeling.
Right, he hurt their mom, so you know, so they're very protective over her.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So moving on to the wig party, Monique was not invited. Even that's what Karen told the ladies in Portugal, but she actually was invited. She showed up to the party early, and then Karen rushed her at the party. Hurry up, told her to go.
She let the girl get
a glass of champagne. Dang.
That was funny, yeah.
Yeah, she rushed her out the party because she knew Candace and the other ladies were coming. The course of drama started when they showed up because Ashley told the ladies that Monique was actually invited to the party and she was actually there earlier. So the Grand Dame was not having problems and drama at her wig lunch party, so she left the party. She left the party that she was hosting. And she left the girls there because she was not having it. So there you go. Real Housewives of Potomac. We'll get to the season finale next week. Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back this Sunday. The ladies of the ATL, they will be back on Sunday night. And get ready. We will update you next week on my favorite reality dating show, Ready to Love.
Yes.
Hosted by nephew Tommy. We're going to get all the tea. Tommy going to tell us everything next week.
Yes.
So there you go. You can follow me at Lips by Carla on the gram, Twitter, all of that social media. We'll talk about all of your favorite reality shows. What you got, Shirley?
All right, thank you, Carla. Coming up, more of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, YouTube has revealed its top trending videos of 2020. Any idea what videos come to mind? Top trending videos this year on YouTube? I'll tell you what.
You mean funny videos?
Or just videos, the top trending videos of 2020.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll tell you, because I got it right here. Yeah, I didn't know this. Dave Chappelle, his special 8:46, Dave Chappelle. It was the most popular raking in more than 29 million views since it was uploaded in June. Dave took a serious tone in the special to touch on the death of George Floyd, which inspired the special's title. In a blog post, YouTube honcho Kevin Alaka says the comedian's impromptu, socially distant show captured the emotions felt by many as racial injustice protests swept the country. So congratulations to Dave Chappelle. Yes, he's so brilliant. Yes. He nailed that. Man. He did. Yeah. Another huge hit on YouTube was a Saturday Night Live skit, First Debate Cold Open, generating nearly 30 million views since it was published in October. The sketch poked fun at Donald Trump and Joe Biden's first presidential debate with Alec Baldwin and Jim Carrey playing Trump and Joe Biden.
My favorite sketches.
Alec Baldwin is killing it as Trump. He was killing
and Jim Carrey too as Joe Biden. Yeah. All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show and some trending news coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
CLO. Yes, I'm excited. This one is from Corey in Mississippi. You're ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. I've been married for 16 years. My wife and I own a liquor store and a nail salon, and there's a small space in the back of the nail salon that we haven't decided what to do with. My wife went behind my back and had a contractor look at the space, and when I found out, she told me that she's opening a lash studio in that space. We're equal partners in other businesses, but she never does any work at either one of them. So now she's trying to make her own money without me. This doesn't sit right with me, and I told her I'd take her to court over it. Am I right or wrong?
Doug, you ain't got to take her to court over it. All you got to do is walk up to the contractor. You ain't getting paid. Dog, I don't understand why you're... No, listen to me. Ain't nobody finna pay you.
Let me buy $20.
So I don't think it's a court issue.
No.
I don't know how y'all going to court. And I don't know, but the lashes and nails, I don't know how y'all's business is doing, if it's working well, but I bet it ain't topping that liquor store, though. Not in the sip. Liquor stores are big in Atlanta, Detroit, Chicago, Memphis, Chattanoga.
Yeah. Grew up with them on the corner.
Why don't y'all expand the liquor store? They do a bar that's BYOB.
He's pretty bitter, though, talking about court. You're right.
Yeah, you ain't got to do that, man.
Yeah. Okay, Shandrea in Memphis says, I'm a 34-year-old female, and I was dating a 60-year-old married man. His wife found out and called me and asked me to meet with her. I felt so bad that I agreed to talk to her face-to-face. I was shocked at how beautiful and put together she is. She said her husband cheats all the time and she loves him so much that she would never leave him. She offered me $1,500 if I'd leave him alone. I genuinely liked her, so I promised her I was not going to see him anymore, and I told her to keep her money. I'm trying to keep my promise to her, but her husband won't leave me alone. Should I tell him I met his wife and told her everything?
Get the money, though. Why you leave the money?
$1,500, that's a nice bitch.
You need it.
A pair of shoes right there.
Let me hold $1,500 to the money.
Will you stop?
First thing I'd have said, man. Yeah, right, I'm going to leave him alone. Yeah. I think it was a smart, cool thing of you not to take her money.
Yeah.
But I think you should just leave the guy alone. Just say, hey, look, I met with your wife. I really respect her. I felt bad about what I'm doing. And she told me about how you are and you see in other people. So go see them other people.
Coming up, it is our last break of the day.
It's the last break of the day.
And we'll have some.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.